Welcome to a process template customization guidance presentation. This presentation intends to show you how to implement a walkthrough documentation. This walkthrough documentation is about how to customize some work item type when, for example, your iteration is already closed. So, I am Fabio Stavinsky, I am Alm Ranger. And I'm part of the build customization guide team, and also I'm a member of the TFS process template customization guidance team. This team is responsible to prepare some guidance about some real world scenarios and some practical guidances. And you can find more about our team in our website in CodePlex. So look for more out-of-band solutions in this CodePlex website. This is our agenda. It's a quick presentation. We're going to see our overview, some scenario that we are going to cover. What's the problem, what's the solution, and then we go to perform our walkthrough and then demonstrate everything using Visual Studio and the tools that we need. And then we have our references slide that we can have some links and some other useful information. So to start, this is our overview slide. This slide is a poster that was created for our team, and this poster is to explain one scenario. The scenario is called iteration is closed down. It means when your iteration is already completed, you want to ensure that any user will mess around your project. Any user can't save any other product backlog item, for example, in your closed iteration. So this is what we are going to do today. I will show you how you can validate if the new PBI that the user will try to include in your project, if that PBI is included in the right iteration, in a valid iteration. We are going to validate if the iteration is already closed or if the iteration is some invalid path that we can select. So, for this, I will start exporting a work item type using work item type admin tool, which can help us to export the default work item type to product backlog items, and then we can afterwards change some behaviors and customize it according to our needs. The second action that we are going to take is determine the iteration IDs that we want to lock. As I said, we are going to have some iterations that won't be able to be selected. So we need to go to our Visual Studio, carry our work items, and select which iteration IDs we want to lock. Yeah, it's pretty simple. We just need to select those IDs and save it in some notepad file. Alright, then we are going to modify our work item type. As we have the IDs that we are going to lock, we just need to get those IDs and then customize our work item type to validate that IDs and to prepare this work item to show some error messages when the user tries to input something wrong. All right, done the modification. We just need to import it to our TFS. This importing is done using the work item type admin tool, as we did the exporting. And with this, we can also validate before we include this new customized work item type. I will show you how to validate it first. And our final step here is testing. Of course, we need to know if it's working, what it did. All right, if you take a look in the right side of this slide, we have this and other scenarios. Those scenarios, all of them are covered for TFS process template customization guidance. You can find all of those scenarios in our CodePlex. So, if you want to know more about some of the scenarios that is there in the right side, just go and find for our posters and our walkthroughs or guidances. All right. So now we are going to put our hands on and start doing the exporting function. So let's see. Here I have my computer running Windows 8, and for this exporting I'm going to use the developer command prompt that's installed together with Dev 11, Visual Studio 11, and I will show you how you can find that and what's the command line that you should use for this exporting. All right. Let me go to our command line here. As you can see here, it's opened the developer command prompt. To have this command line window, you can find that in your Windows 8 just using the search of the Windows. Just find for developer, and there you go. All right, it's already open, and here to export we are going to use the work item type admin tool, and for export we need to use the export function, and then we need to put some parameters. The first parameter that we need is the collection. This collection is installed in my own computer, and the other parameter that we need is the project name. The project name that I have in my computer is the Scrum project. And finally, we need the file name. I chose this path and I select this PBI as a name of the XML file. And we need to define also what kind of the work item type we are going to export, like this. So we are going to export the product backlog item definition to this pbi.xml file. Just pressing enter. It sometimes takes a little while, some seconds, and then after this we will have in this location the file exported and ready to be updated and changed. Continue our presentation here. Our next step is determine what iteration IDs we are going to lock. So here I'm going to open my Visual Studio, open a query, and see which iteration IDs we are going to lock. Of course, I don't need to select everything, and I will cover some scenarios and just give some samples what we could do. So let me go to our Okay, now the file, the PBI is already exported. And then I go to our Visual Studio to create a new query to select the iteration IDs. Okay, I just press the new query button here, but it will open the query editor. What we need to do here is select what columns we need to show. We want to see what iteration IDs are related with the work items. So we can handle it and select which columns are being shown in our result window. Alright, so let's it's opening here now, the query editor. There we go. And here, clicking in the column options, I can select from here the iteration ID and iteration path. Just so we put this iteration ID and the iteration path above the others, like this. And then you run this query to select everything. Okay? I'm not putting any other condition here. So running right now, it will show all work items I have in my computer. As you can see, I have created like this project, and this project has some sprints from 1 to 7, if I'm not wrong, but the current sprint is sprint 6. It means that in our scenario, the user can't select the sprint 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? Yeah, so what I will do right now, I don't need to do for everyone, every sprint. I will create a verification only for the sprint 1. But if you want, you can test in your computer and try to lock all sprints that are already closed. So, in this case, now you get the iteration ID for the sprint 1, right? The iteration ID we have here is 49. I have wrote in this in here. The sprint 1 is ID 49. And then, also, I'm going to get another information here. For example, I don't want that any user could be allowed to do, like to create a new product backlog item in this iteration path. I want that the user select a 2 levels deep iteration. So I need to lock this to be selected. So the root here is 64. I have here already. Okay, fine. We have our iteration IDs already selected. So let's go back to our presentation. Now we are going to modify our work item type. What we are going to do here, we are going to create a validator field and prepare the conditions to verify if the iterations that are going to be selected are the same that ones that we have selected as the not allowed iterations. So I'm going to open the pbi.xml that we exported, and now I'm going to modify it in Visual Studio. So remember that I exported the work item type using this command, and then it was exported to this path, the project local scrum project. So I have it already open here. You see, it was just exported 5 minutes ago, as you see the time here. And then I can go to Visual Studio to open that file. But yeah, now I'm opening the PBI XML. Here Here it is. It's opening. Perfect. Okay. Now you can see the definition, the basic definition, the default definition for this work item type. This work item type is the product backlog item. You can see here. And we are going to customize it. We need to create some validator and for, of course, validate what the user will do. First, let me open a new work item type to show you how it is today. Today we have this window. This is the default window for product backlog item. And our customization will include a new tab here called validation info. And if the user tries to select the root iteration or the sprint one, in this valid info tab here, it will show an error and the user will be aware what's wrong and how to solve it. Perfect. Okay. Let me close this. Okay, here I'm gonna start to create a new field. I have already here a piece of code. Then with this we are creating a new field called iteration path validation that will validate our iteration path. This field is related with this control here that we are going to define in the tab down, a little bit further down. Alright, and afterwards I will show you where we are defining this. This is the default value of this field. When any other value is selected, or when the work item is open, this is the default value. I will explain these prohibited values afterwards. And then this is the magic. we have a when condition here. For example, when the iteration ID is 64, let me open my notepad here. When it's 64, it's the root element. So when it's 64, we don't want to allow the user to select it because it's the root. We want to have only two levels deep selections. So if this is iteration ID is 64, the value of this field will be this one. Iteration path has to be at least two levels deep. This is the error message. And for the other ID, for 9, which is the sprint one, we are going to show the select iteration has been completed. Add PBIs against the future iteration. Or, of course, could be the current one also. Here is the magic. For example, if this field has some values that is equals some values included in the prohibited values, it won't allow the PBI to be saved. So if the user selects the iteration ID 64, it will receive this message, and we can see that this is a prohibited value. So the user will see in the screen exclamation mark and showing, oh, you can't do that, you have something wrong with your PBI, we need to change something. So it's quite interesting, and then the user will see this message for him. Iteration path has to be at least two levels deep, and then the user will change it to correct. Alright, once our field created, we need to fix our tab. Let's go to the tab area here. It's the last tab here. We need to include one more. Then we are going to include one more here. So we have here the tab label. We're going to show the validation info for the user. Inside of it, we have a group named validation errors. This is the width for this control. And then we have this control. This control is called demo iteration path validation. This is the graph that we have up there. Here we have the ref name. It's related to this control. So it means that that field, the values of that field will be shown in this control here. And, alright, now we are done. We just need this. Just save it, and then it's okay. I just will put one more stuff here. You include a dot here. This is to simulate some spelling mistakes here, alright? Because when we are going to import this PBI, I will first validate if it's valid. Once it's modified, we are going to import our custom, our Kaiten type. And, alright, let's see how to do that. We are going to open the development command prompt again. From here, and then we need to type WorkItem type admin, import WorkItem type, the collection, and then the Scrum project as the project, and finally the file that we are going to import. First, I want to validate it. So I can put this slash v, and then it will validate my work item type before I import it. It's just verifying if everything that I wrote in that file is correct. So we can see here that the element group cannot contain any text. So where is the group? Here. Yeah, I included here by mistake. So, we can go back there and validate it again. So, validating again, it now will work. It will show that the work item type is valid. And now we can, of course, import it. To import, we just need to remove the slash v from the end and press enter. And after some time, some seconds, it will be imported. Yeah, now we are replacing our default template, our default PBI, for the new one, with these new features that we have included. As you can see, the work item type import has completed. Alright, so let's go to our presentation here. Once we have everything imported, we need now to test what's going on, what happened with our product backlog work item type. So for that, I'm going to our Visual Studio again. I just will press the refresh button just to refresh my work item types. And then I will try to include a new product backlog item. Okay, now you can see something different here. You can see the validation info tab. It's amazing, isn't it? It's really, really nice. It was quite easy to include, and it's included in our definition, in our work item type, and you can have this validated as you'd like to. So the first verification that we had created was for the Scrum project, the root iteration here. If I select this, it should validate, it should show the user, oh, you need to select a two-level deep iteration. So let me try. You see, immediately we have already the message, the error message here. Iteration path has to be at least two levels deep. And we can see here an exclamation mark. And also we can select the sprint one, which is the other rule that we created in our work item type. As you can see, I select the sprint one, and in here we have the other message. The selected iteration has been completed. Please select a newer iteration, a valid iteration. Like, we can't select iteration in the past. Perfect. If I try to save it, first I will just add here a title, test, and then to save it. And then I got this error. It's the same message that we have included there. But if I select a valid sprint here, I select the sprint 6 because this sprint 6 is the current sprint, then it will work. But yeah, you can see that it's a pretty interesting way of working. You can include your specific fields in your work item type. And also, we could recommend, if you have a company that you must have some specific validations and some specific behaviors in your process, you could create your own process template, including the correct work item types and so on. Alright, now it's saved here, and then I'm going to show you how it looks in the web access. Okay, if I click there, it will open the website here. And if I try to add a new product backlog from here, it will show a window really similar to our Visual Studio window. There we go. Here we have the validation info tab. And here I can do the same tests. If I select this Scrum project, which is the root project, the root iteration, I will get an error like this. And if I select the sprint one, I will get another error. Alright, that's really, really great. And of course, the only difference that we have is when you are saving this, we are going to see an error, but we can see the complete message from here. But this is not a big deal, you can see it from here. It's okay. Now let me save it in a valid iteration. Just saving it, and just to confirm that it will work. You see, now our product backlog item, it's saved, and it was verified if the iteration was already closed, or if the iteration was the root one, and it's fantastic, it's working, it's really, really amazing, it's quite straightforward to create this. Alright, yeah. As you can see, we can do like infinite possibilities of stuff doing this kind of customization with work item types. You can now create your own customization, thinking your own problems, your own solutions. It's about creativity. You have like a world of options. You have infinite possibilities right now. It's really amazing tool, which it worth a try, I'd say. Okay, you can find more out-of-band solutions in our website. You can find me using this URL, fabiostavinsky.wordpress.com, and you can find more about ALM Rangers in the tinyurl.com/ALM Rangers. Alright, so I'm really, really glad to be presenting this, and I thank you for watching, and I hope to see you in our next video.